Hello?
Hello, my name is Z. I'm returning your call from customer service. Can you provide me with your zip code to better assist you today?
95337.
And can I have your first and last name?
Dana Harris.
Could it possibly be under Dana Harris?
Dana Harris.
My apologies, I thought you said David. Can you confirm your address for me for security purposes?
392 Gamay Court, Manteca, California, 95337.
All right. I see where there was a purchase for the Goliath Strength Booster and the Advanced Meal Enhancer back on the 9th of October for the shipping and handling price of $397 and $497 to have those products shipped out to you. And there was an end of trial charge of $93.99. How can I help you today?
Well, that's the part I'm talking about. I got the trial. I didn't order it again.
Yes, sir. So that product that you have, it was a 14-day trial of a 30-day supply where when you sign up for that product, you have to agree to the terms and conditions that state that you're 18 years of older and that at the day of purchase that you would pay for the shipping and handling, which you did. However, they give you 14 days from that day that you place your order to call in and cancel their subscription. If it's left uncanceled, they will charge you the full amount of that product that you have on hand. And that's why you're seeing that charge.
Okay, well, yeah, I wanted to cancel that.
Yes, sir. I can go ahead and get you canceled out today to ensure that you won't receive any future charges to your account.
So I'm going to be charged this $93.
Yes, sir. I do apologize. If you would have given us a call in within that 14 days, we could have easily gotten you canceled out to avoid those end of trial charges.
Well, I didn't get the email till yesterday.
Yes, sir, but when you sign up for the product, they ensure that you have to agree to those terms and conditions because you can't complete your order without checking that box that you agree to them. It won't even let you go through without checking that box. But I do have a cancellation number ready for you to write down. And like I said, that number, it just ensures that we got you canceled out today in this call.
Yeah, I rip off that. Okay, yeah, whatever.
Yes, sir.
And I'll make sure that I put the review. No, I don't need all that. But just make sure that it's canceled.
Yes, sir.
And I'll make sure that I report that. No, that's all right. Email it to me. Like you emailed the last one.
Yes, sir.
Email
it
like you did
the last one. How do you plan going about doing that, sir?
Well, I guess y'all find out. I mean, you're charging me. Okay, so you got your money.
Yes, sir.
So
what I can do for you today
just,
is I can go ahead and speak with my supervisor just to see what I can offer you as some form of a refund. I'm not sure if a 100% refund will be guaranteeable to you today due to those terms and conditions. Like I said, if you would have gave us a call in earlier, we could have easily gotten you canceled out. But I can see what I can do for you today.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right, give me just a second, okay? Yes, sir. So I did speak with my supervisor to take a look over your account. We did agree upon a 35% refund to that $93.99 charge to your account. And I can get that put in today so that you'll see that refund in about 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So you'll also receive an email confirmation of that refund in about 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer service today, and you have a wonderful day.
You too.